Oha! Al Pacino here. When I'm not busy making films, I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Sponsored by FieldTip.com. Oh yeah, listen to it.
The SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Sponsored by FieldTip.com. FieldTip.com.
Hey guys, so welcome to this week's SNL Premier League podcast. As it's international week, we thought we'd give you a break and maybe a treat this week and give you a listen to our very first podcast, our pilot edition, so to speak, way back when for the footy site. This was, I think it was recorded the last weekend of the Premier League season, so very little editing. We just let it roll, let it record, and see what we come up with. So hope you enjoy.
I said something and then I thought, what do I say next? So I'd stop then. Exactly, son. So, you want to do the intro?
No, you can, it's your podcast, son.
It's our podcast, no?
No, it's your podcast. I'm your fucking.
Alright.
I have to stop swearing.
Don't matter, son.
I have to.
No kids listening.
I'm your, what's it called? DJ's party. You know, shit, Steve Wright's got, his two people. What's it, what are they called?
Tim.
Tim and.
No. The old lady.
Jamie Grace.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Welcome, everyone. Starting now, son. <It's> going. Welcome, everyone, to the footypsych.com podcast.
This is what they use in interviews, man.
I know. Welcome, everyone, to this first ever podcast for the footypsych.com. I'm the host, Ashley Calver, along with my good mate, Alex Slobum. Hello, Alex. Hello, Alex. Hi, Alex.
Yeah.
Right, no.
Sorry.
I'm dying, I haven't got long left, son.
This is, how long is it?
Hmm?
How long is it?
What?
You've cock, no.
That. Just keep recording, son. We'll cut it out then.
Oh, yeah, well, I know that. I thought you meant that. Oh, it's got a time limit on it.
It's about 5 inches. No, just keeps recording.
It's,
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Ashley.
Right, so before we got started, I have got a question for you, Al. Now, when I asked you and approached you to do this podcast with me...
Yes.
You said, that's no problem. I'll be... I don't know the exact words. I'll be your aunt to your deck.
Yeah.
I'll be your...
Eric to your Ernie.
Eric to your Ernie.
Your Ronnie to your Ronnie.
Ronnie to your Ronnie. And then you ended with your Fred to your Moira.
No. No Fred to Moira.
No, that's what you wrote down because I read it about 3 times. And no, I thought, not... does he mean Fred and Rose?
Yeah, Fred and Rose. But I put Rose, didn't I?
No, you put Moira.
Did I put Moira?
And I thought, what do you mean Fred and Rosie?
Fred and
Rosie. Because I don't know who Fred and Moira is.
Fred Moira? You don't know Fred Moira?
No.
You live in number 24, don't you? Fred
anyway.
And Moira. Fred and Rose and...
Anyway, I just want to make that clear.
What's Rose? What's Moira?
Moira.
Played for Arsenal as well, didn't he?
Moira.
Yeah, a fella.
Moira.
Ian.
Right, I think we should stop here.
Ian.
Stop making serial killer jokes now. I'm going on with the...
He played for Arsenal as well, what's his name? Arsenal legend. Ian. It's a football topic, Ian.
Ian. Who are we on about now? Ian Wright now?
No, before Ian Wright, 70s, 80s, I suppose.
Ian.
Brady.
Ian Brady.
Liam Brady,
man. Play for Arsenal, Ian. Liam Brady. Was it Arsenal?
Ian Brady.
Liam. Liam was the Arsenal player.
Liam Brady.
Yeah.
Was the killer.
The killer was Ian.
Ian Brady.
Yeah.
I've been saying that joke all my life. That's wrong.
Anyway, I just wanted to get that clear, anyway. Right. Well, let's start with football now, then. And Leicester City, Premier League champions. Who would have thought it? bottom in nearly every stat going up, down the bottom, worst passing, worst everything, but somehow they've won the league and it's fantastic for football, fantastic for just the greatest story ever written, top in the Bible, surely. Well, you know, what do you think?
Well, you say it's a great sports, people are saying it's a great sports achievement, but let's not forget Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings, that's good.
Jamaicans, Bob saying, you know, you can't get better than that, can we? But yeah, I totally agree with you. It's the greatest thing for football since, excuse my stomach, since God knows, you know.
Well, not even God knows, because it's better than the Bible, exactly. So, you know, you don't know.
Put your minds back, think about last time football has done anything, I guess probably Greece winning Euros.
But
apart from that, nothing.
No,
I think it's up there.
Exactly.
Definitely up there, because it's some remarkable thing. And for the team they had as well.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Hardly anything spent compared to other clubs.
No, exactly.
It's great for football.
It'll change the way football teams buy players now.
Oh, absolutely.
Manage their squads, manage their funding.
Yeah.
You know, scouting would be totally overhaul.
Oh, yeah. It's going to revolutionise the game to a certain extent. And you're going to see it's going to give them smaller clubs the confidence to go and take on these big boys. You know, as we've seen in the past, you know, you see the smaller clubs going to Old Trafford in the past and, you know, Highbury, the Emirates, and they just don't play their natural game. They sit there, hope for a point, hope to sneak a goal on a counter-attack, hold on for a 1-0 win. It just gives them the confidence to, hang on a minute, we can have a go here and get something out of this than we wouldn't have thought previously. So,
yeah. Well, it's been a funny old season as well. You think about it.
Oh yeah, it's been some shock results.
That doesn't take anything away from Leicester.
Oh no, they deserve it. I mean, they've lost only three games. They've lost all season. Yeah. That's not luck. You know what I mean?
And you can't. The style of play as well. You know, people saying it's the rope-a-dope technique.
Yeah.
Greece did it in Euros.
Yeah.
You know, they say Atletico Madrid play that way.
Well, exactly. But
if it gets you championships,
it gets you championships, it gets you results,
gets you all the trophies
in the record books. Exactly.
I was watching Leicester yesterday, not live sadly, but on Match of the Day, and I love watching them counteractive football, like attacking football.
Exactly. You
know, and they're not one player team, are they?
Oh, no, definitely not. They all work for each other, you know, it's fantastic, refreshing. So, but anyway, we won't talk too much about it, as we have already, because I think everyone's said it, everything that can't be said. So,
But before we move on from that subject, I would like to say about Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah.
I'm finally glad that he's finally won the big one. He's not the bridesmaid anymore. He is the bride, and I'm over the moon that Claudio Ranieri has got.
Absolutely, yeah. Echo them thoughts, especially after the way he was treated at Chelsea. I think this could have happened 10 years ago for him and everything like that.
Well,
so
yeah, more than that now.
Yeah, so he deserves everything now. He's getting all the plaudits, all the praise. Now, he was going to go to the bottom of the table, but I was going to mention Richie Delatt.
Richie.
Who, of course,
was that long?
Picked up the Premiership Winners' Medal with Leicester. And also, this is a bit of a tedious link, see, just so we can talk about Middlesbrough, who is Alex's team. And then, of course, picked up the runners-up medal for the championship with the Borough.
Well, you know.
So, you know, Alex, first words go to you on this one. Well, what's your thoughts on the Borough season?
I'm going to swear. You know, I'm gonna say I'm happy in the picket shit. Finally, after seven long years, we're finally back in the Premiership. Should have done it last season. We were robbed by Norwich, who will go down, thank God.
Thank God.
But we've had many, many chances this season to run away with the league. And we're like doing the hurdles. We kept on tripping over them and sprinting hurdles, falling over. It was a very frustrating season, but we finally done it. We came second. I don't care how we got up. You know, I'm not Joey Barton. I don't care that we have to win the league. I couldn't give a toss. We were up to win the league. And we're finally back. You know, hopefully we can stay up there for many moons.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it was a £170 million game. They said, are the Borough going to spend the money? I mean, Ben Gibson, the chairman, still there.
Steve Gibson, sorry.
Who's Ben Gibson?
His nephew plays centre back.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's for Borough?
Yeah, his nephew, yeah.
How did he get that gig?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. That's footballing knowledge I didn't even know I had.
Lucky, I think. Just lucky.
Yeah.
He's a local lad, see?
But, I mean, he backed the managers last time they were in the Premiership. Is he going to do the same? Well, is the manager's going to be there? Let's have a look at that, though, first.
Yeah, well, Anton, I don't know. Be honest, it was a very strange situation. He walked out. Came back on, walked out on Friday. Came back on Monday after the crisis talks. Me personally, I'd rather we change.
Change, yeah?
Change now, yeah.
Well, I mean, it worked for Watford last year. I mean, they changed, was it Jankovic, was it? Or kind of, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Brought in Flores. Yeah, and they've done the job, you know?
And then there's rumours he's going to be sacked now. That's just ridiculous, but. Very ridiculous, but I don't know. I think there's a strange situation with Anton Kraken, and I think it might be best if he parts company now.
Yeah.
And we get someone in, maybe.
What about replacements? Or who is there out there who would fit the bill?
There's people out there, you know. Once you said yesterday about Nigel Pearson. Of course, Pearson is a Borough legend, captain for many years. Yeah. I don't mind Nigel Pearson, as long as his son doesn't come.
No, he'll come anyway.
David Moyes.
There's a shout now.
David Moyes is doing well, don't know. I think he'd be a perfect fit for a team like Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
And you got to give Steve Gibson credit. He's never been one to, don't give managers a chance. You know, even if we get relegated.
He gives them time. Right?
He gives them time, yeah. You know, we had Brian Robson for years. And, you know, we're up and down.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we're Brian Robson and then. Who's after Brian Robson? Terry Venables, not Terry Venables.
Brian Robson, I
think it was Steve McLaren after that then, and then Southgate.
I think so.
Gordon Strachan.
What he said about that a bit.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Strachan again, that's almost relegated
to the league. What about Alan Kirbishley still hanging on for a Premiership job somewhere?
No, I would have taken Alan Kirbishley 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think most people
know, but not Alan Kirbishley now does punditry on Channel 5.
No, I don't think so.
I think you've been out for too long now, I think.
No.
As I said, I won't mind David Moyes, I won't mind if Watford manager was...
Kiki Flores.
Kiki D. If he gets the boots, I think he'd be amazing.
I think so. I think he'd do a job there.
And there's a lot of players that Cranken's brought in from Spain, from that same Mediterranean region that Kiki has brought in for Watford.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a perfect fit.
Yeah.
But
we'll see. Yeah, just watch this space. I think there's certainly going to be a few headlines concerning Middlesbrough this summer.
As long as we stay up. I don't mind who's managers, as long as we stay up and spend the money wisely.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming up now to nearly 20 years, or that 20 years since we got the FA Cup final, relegated, League Cup final as well, all in one season.
Yeah, one season.
So I don't really want to jinx us.
No. And as Alex will tell you, he doesn't like me talking about them because I jinx them every week. So
he WhatsApps me every week and they lose every time, or they draw, really.
So
every time he starts talking about them.
I think we're just wishing the best for next season.
Yeah.
And then move on.
Thank you very much and good luck for Ipswich again in the Championship for another season.
Again, that's right. Do you know, we're the longest standing team in the Championship now. Everyone else has even gone up. I'm down.
How long has that been now?
That has been, what's that, since 2001, is it?
Has it really been, actually, been in? So that's since George Burnley, that?
George Burnley went up, he took us down. Well, he didn't take us down, he got sacked, didn't he? No, did he? I don't know, anyway, it's about 2001, maybe 2002.
That's where he went wrong, so sacking him.
Well, he liked the drink, you know.
Well, he's Scottish.
Like the drink, so. But anyway,
it's like saying, does a fat kid look cake?
Well, exactly that. So, anyway, we won't talk about it just because it brings you old, you know.
Yeah.
I'll taste the show down. But we'll stay with the North East.
We can go back to winners if you want, like Middlesbrough.
Yeah, well, we're staying in the North East.
Yeah.
Already Premiership teams. Sunderland and Newcastle. Now, Sunderland had what a result this weekend. Coming back against Chelsea, 2-1 down. 1-0 down, 2-1 down. Come back, 3-2. And they are looking, with a striker like Defoe, they have a real chance of staying up, really.
Definitely.
And they've only got, what, Everton now, Wednesday night?
Yeah.
They win that, they're safe. Newcastle, Norwich down.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll win?
I think they will. To be honest, I'd rather they not win, because obviously being Middlesbrough supporter.
Yeah.
I don't like Sunderland. Never have, never will.
No.
But,
Fair enough.
I do like Big Sam. And yeah. I do like Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah.
And if they do still stay up, we'll get a derby.
True enough, yeah.
Yes.
Could fill a stadium for once, couldn't you?
Yeah, you never know. But, no, it's looking like Sunderland will go, you know, Newcastle, they should have won yesterday against Aston
Villa. Oh, come on now. Look yeah. how many teams have turned over Villa this year. They couldn't do it, you know what
everybody.
I mean? Oh, exactly, you know. You know they but, don't deserve to stay up if they can't beat Villa, like, you know.
But it's a shame if they do go down. I would like to see what Rafa would have done with them.
No chance staying in the championship, as you know.
No. But
Barras could go to Barra.
Ooh, never know.
No.
Never know, that's not far.
No, I never know, dude.
They're down the road.
But yeah, so I think we all agree there, Sunderland should, well,
it's looking
should beat Everton, shouldn't they?
Yeah,
come on, Everton, nothing to play for.
You know, Newcastle have got one game left, haven't they?
Yes, exactly.
Sunderland and Norwich got two games left.
Yeah. Norwich are gone.
They're not officially gone yet, but they will be down.
So, well, that means Ipswich will have a derby next year then.
Yeah,
so
we'll both have derbies.
We'll
yeah.
both be very happy next yeah. year, obviously.
If we win, we'll be happy. Yeah.
So, well, let's go to Sunday's game now, today's game. Going to talk about Man City Arsenal.
2-0.
2 each in the end.
Yeah.
Man City twice ahead, twice pegged back, and now it looks like they could miss out on the top four.
Yeah, well, they shot themselves in the foot, didn't they?
Of course, yeah.
Pellegrini said it himself when they announced Pep.
Yeah.
End of January, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right,
All their momentum have gone, and it's their own fault, to be honest. They shouldn't have announced him until the summer.
Yeah, it's no coincidence the performance dropped there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're still there. They were, you know, I don't know, up near the top, right on it, looking like they were going to win, playing some of the best football in the league.
To be honest, they probably would have won the league.
I mean, they went on to win the League Cup, but obviously at that stage of the season, they were still in the FA Cup, still in the Champions League, you know what I mean? I think it showed the game against Real Madrid.
They just didn't even try, though.
You know, for the team who only needed the last 15 minutes, they needed that one goal, and they'd have gone short away goals. And they just was, you know, they should be bombing everyone forward to get that goal.
They played
and risk losing 2 or 3 nil, you know.
They did play terrible.
Yeah.
But they were unlucky with that goal.
Oh yeah, not of course they were.
But no, to be honest, no.
But
good enough for them. Good enough for them.
Oh sure. Yeah.
You know, they treat the manager like Pellegrini. He's a terrific manager.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. He doesn't say anything about them.
Yeah.
You know, he's kept him. He could have walked out of the club. As soon as they announced squad.
Well, exactly, of course he could.
Boxy, I'm not staying.
Exactly.
If you don't want me, why should I stay around?
Yeah, exactly. But it's like most managers nowadays, he wouldn't, because he gives a big payout, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's the same way managers like Brendan Rodgers, for instance, hasn't got a job right now.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't get his payout for Liverpool until he waits so long, you know.
There's rumours that he'd be back in Swansea.
I think he's pretty much a done deal, I think, but
80,000 a week.
But, I mean, you know, look at their performance against West Ham. I mean, one of the best teams of the season, and they tore them apart
on their own ground,
you know?
A very surprising result.
Under this manager, I can't say his name, I'm not going to.
I can't, but, I always forget his name.
He's had, look at the results he's had since he's been in, you know?
Yeah.
Surely
he's not staying, though, is he? He doesn't want to stay.
Well, he hasn't offered him, has he? Well, Hugh Jenkins, the chairman down there.
What is it? First time West Ham lost at home since August.
Yeah, that's right. So, but Jim, now, last game now with the ball in, Man United, now Tuesday night, didn't it?
Tuesday, yeah.
That's
big,
what you think?
Big,
Oh, it's going to be a massive occasion, massive results. I think West Ham will win. Well, I don't know.
I'm hoping West Ham, you know.
You'd think they would, that last game, the performance, but Man U have got everything to play for now, top four.
Yeah, yeah.
They win their last two games, they're in it, and Man City aren't, so.
You know me, I've always got little soft spots for.
You love the Amherst.
I do like the Amherst, son.
Love the
I hope they do win. I hope they carry on. You know, obviously they won't get a Champions League position.
No,
but I hope they finish fifth.
Well, they've got to stay on Europa League. That's why Liverpool got a game in hand as well.
Look at Southampton now.
Well, yeah, they're
6 now.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, West Ham 7th now today.
Now I mean, we've had all the talk of Leicester, West Ham, Southampton West again. Ham, he's got getting up to top 7 again. Cool.
Yeah. Southampton and West Ham kind of slipped under the radar this season with Leicester. Being. What were in the Premiership?
Obviously,
I think West Ham next season.
Yeah.
I think they could be.
Well, I said with a new stadium, European football is going to attract even bigger players.
It's
going
to be a hard team to break down.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I said to you a couple of months back, Leicester's run at the end of the season, but all they had. And I said to them, they probably win every single game except for West Ham.
Yeah.
And I was spot on.
Yeah, they lost there. That's right.
Well, they true, didn't they? Won up. Yeah. Tour.
Yeah. That's right. We go on to our last subject then, the Championship, the playoffs. So we got Brighton, Hull, Derby, Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now, my prediction is going to be Hull with Steve Bruce and his experience. What are you going for?
I think Hull, but I'm hoping Brighton, because Brighton deserve to go up.
Oh, without a doubt.
I would have preferred Brighton and Middlesbrough. Automatically promoted because I can't stand Burnley, but
is that Joey Barton or anyone else there?
You know, it's the follower.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, either Brighton or Sheffield Wednesday, it would be nice to see the old back in the Premiership.
No, they've been through the middle the last 10 years or so. Nice to see it back. Bit of money behind him now. Decent manager, former man, Italian, I think he is again.
Get Reggie Blinker back.
Superstar, still got it in his legs.
Yeah.
No doubt, without a doubt.
Benito Carboni, get him back.
There we go.
Richie Humphreys, get them all back.
I don't think they're still alive, most of them. Probably, I don't.
Reggie Van Dijk.
Forever, son.
Back in Holland.
Is he coaching, am I?
Yeah, I'm sure he's coaching somewhere in Holland. He's doing very well for himself.
Yeah.
He's got no dreads anymore, though.
No. Can't last forever, can he?
No.
Right, so we'll have to see how that pans out and see what the games are. Coming up next week, Sunderland, of course, they win, they're up, they're safe, Everton go down, they've got Everton, so Liverpool, Chelsea, another big game, it's Wednesday night as well, so some big games coming up.
And of course the end of the Premiership is next Sunday, 15th, right?
Exactly, so no doubt if anyone actually listens to this podcast, we might do another one next week and discuss them games.
We probably will do one anyway.
We'll do one anyway, something to do, innit?
You know.
So I think we'll sign out for now.
Talk
to you next week.
Thank you for listening.
And the Arsenal Premier League podcast on v2football.com, sponsored by feelthetip.com. Feelthetip.com.